Englischprüfung
2021.
Part 1.
Hello and welcome to Radio Sunshine. It's International Yoga Day today, so we have invited some famous yoga instructors. My first guest is Lisa. Lisa, can you explain what yoga is in general?
Well, most people know yoga as a kind of activity which aims at developing strength and flexibility. To practice yoga, you learn to put your body into different positions. The correct breathing is also important. However, yoga is really about more than just exercise.
What do you mean by that?
In fact, yoga is not just about exercising, it also helps to connect people to each other and to nature. So many yoga fans enjoy their sport in parks. In 2014, the United Nations agreed to create the International Yoga Day, which is now celebrated on the 21st of June.
Peter, you've already written a book about the history of yoga. What did you find out?
The history of yoga goes back at least 5,000 years, and some people claim it's near 10,000 years ago. First developed in northern India as a spiritual and physical form of exercise, yoga was later introduced to the Western world and became a very popular form of exercise in the United States and in Europe.
Dr. Singh, can you tell us about the benefits of yoga?
Yoga is a natural form of exercise and therefore good for the mind and body. Regular practice of yoga helps people to improve their balance. Although you won't really get out of breath like you might playing football or running, it does help to keep your heart healthy and you can lose weight. It can reduce stress and also help with back pain. Yoga also improves concentration and helps people to sleep better.
All right, thanks a lot so far. We'll have a short break and pass on to the news.